This is the History of the World podcast, Illuminati Debrief.
Hello everyone, welcome to the History of the World podcast, Illuminati Debrief, which is now a everyone debrief, not just for the Illuminati. But thank you for joining me, and off the back of a very good episode, The Travels of Marco Polo. Very interesting story, fascinating story, especially if you've not heard it before, to learn about all of the different things that came out of the works of Marco Polo, written alongside Rustichello, of course, while he was in that Genoese prison. But also, in order to access it, I mean, I can't read Franco-Italian, so I was dependent on a book written by a geographer called Hugh Murray, who used the book, The Travels of Marco Polo, Il Milione, whatever you want to refer it as, and he almost republished it with his own opinions about the work. And this was, now, Hugh Murray's no longer with us. In fact, he died in 1846, so it was a long time ago, so that's why he's no longer with us. But it was during his lifetime that this republication of Marco Polo's work was republished. And I used this as a source for some of the materials, especially for the outbound journey. I found it quite useful. But apart from that, I normally rely on more modern and contemporary sources, books that I've bought myself. One of the good books that I own is The Almost Complete History of the World, 75 Incredible Events from Ancient Times to Today by Joseph Cummings, James Ingalls and Barry Stone. And what they have written is a book that focuses on many aspects of history, and some of the themes I've actually decided to make my own episode on it off the back of what they've written in their book. So it's quite an important book in my library. And they focused on the travels of Marco Polo, and a very well written chapter in this book. So I was thrilled to be able to refer to that. And also as a backup, as a triangulator, if you like, is the DK book Journey, an Illustrated History of Travel. It's an excellent book. If you want a reference book for your library, I highly recommend this one, Journey by DK Books, along with all of the web links that are also published on the History of the World podcast.com website, the episode bibliography, which I now publish. I never used to do this, but I've started doing it now because the bibliography itself is huge. So it's quite important that I do provide, I think, episode bibliographies now. And you can look at all of the web links that I used to help me to write this episode. Websites like factsanddetails.com, thecollector.com, allaboutcreation.org, like press books I use just to access the information within the pages of The Travels of Marco Polo. Wiki Travel, Britannica, compassandpine.com, thoughtco.com, all of these wonderful websites that all add together in order to enable me to write a half hour episode for you. So I'm grateful for all the work that everyone else has put into those projects that have helped me indeed with my project. And I hope you enjoyed the episode. I'd love to hear from you what your feedback is. Just email in historyoftheworldpodcast @mail.com. Let me know your thoughts. Very important. I like to read out your messages, of course. Now, last time we spoke, I mentioned that I was redecorating History of the World podcast headquarters. Well, the decorators have gone. They've been and gone. They've put all the wallpaper up. They've done all the painting. And it looks much better. But of course, as ever, when you're having complete redecoration, you have to move all of your furniture. And my furniture is all put together. It's flat pack furniture. I'm not too bad at flat pack construction, I'll be honest with you. And I've got two massive bookshelves which house all of the books that I've bought, and especially the books that I've bought with your money if you are indeed a patron of the project. And one of the things that I had to do, unfortunately, was reconstruct some of this furniture. So I don't know if any of you are familiar with flat pack furniture, but it's all very well and good when you first make it and you put it up, but over time, you know, it can distort and bend and bow, and you're left with a bit of a tricky task when you try to move that furniture. And it can often try to fall apart on you, let's say. So I've had to do a lot of, let's say, repairs on this furniture. A lot of bits of carpentry that weren't really in the original plan for the furniture itself. But thankfully, I've managed to put it all together. And of course, when you're using a bookshelf, the weight of the books in the bookshelf is the primary concern. So if your construction is not rigid and firm, then of course you're going to know about it, because once you put all of that weight into the piece of furniture, that will soon tell you if you've done a good job. You can imagine. It was a task and a half. I had to unload the bookshelves and just place all the books. So I had to stack them up in the back of a walk-in cupboard. So that was quite a job to do that. But, all back to normal now. So thankfully, all of that is done and out of the way. But it did have a bit of an impact. It has delayed me a little bit on my writing and publication. So I have to apologise for that. I am doing my best, I promise. I'm trying to make time amongst other things to keep the episodes coming. But if I publish one once a fortnight, look, that's, a good 25 episodes a year. And, you can't complain with that, can you? 25 half-hour episodes a year, it's not too bad, is it, for a podcaster? Anyway, moving on. This month, May, the podcast show is coming to London. And I will be there on the 22nd of May. Now, the podcast show itself, it's over 2 days, from the 22nd to the 23rd at London Islington's Business Design Centre. It's advertised as the biggest international festival for the business of podcasting. So if you're an aspiring podcaster, why not get a ticket? Why not get a ticket and spend the day down there? There's plenty of speakers that you can listen to, and you can have a good walk around, lots of stands, and there can be from equipment, people selling equipment, companies selling equipment. They can be from podcast hosting platforms like Anchor, which is now Spotify, which is the one that I use, and also people from within the industry that give you helpful advice on what works, how to get started, that kind of thing. And then you can sort of go around the entire place. There's talks going on simultaneously. So if you don't fancy one talk, there's probably going to be another one that you will fancy going on elsewhere. So if you're wanting to get into podcasting, or you're just interested in having a day out and a mooch around, and it's quite a lively atmosphere in there. So I recommend it. And if you go down there, let me know so that I can buy you a coffee and we can have a brief chat. So that's the podcast show. It's in London on the 22nd and the 23rd of May. I'll be there on the 22nd, not the 23rd. I'll be there on the Wednesday. So let me know if you're going. Now then, one thing that I was thinking about, and you know, I miss the days of the ancient World Cup, don't you? Where we had all that interactiveness going on every week. There was a fun time, wasn't it, during the ancient World Cup? You know, we seem to have moved on from that era, don't we? I was thinking about doing a Warriors World Cup, but then I realised that it's probably better off to get out of the medieval age so that we've got more Warriors to talk about. So I might be bringing that back next year, perhaps. Let's wait and see. Let's see how things go. But talking about next year, 2025 will be the year, undoubtedly, of the launch of Volume 5. So Volume 5 will probably start next summer, I would imagine. But until then, we've got to finish Volume 4. But I was just mulling over what name Volume 5 should have. So everything else is quite natural. So Volume 1, the prehistoric world. Volume 2, the ancient world. Volume 3, the classical world. Volume 4, the medieval world. Then Volume 6 is the industrial world. And Volume 7 is the modern world. But I was just struggling to think of what Volume 5 should be called. It's that period between sort of 1450, the mid-15th century, where we say it's the end of the medieval period, the 15th century, you know, the fall of Muslim Spain, the fall of Constantinople, the discovery of the Americas. It was all the 15th century. It was a completely different time. But then we're still a few centuries away from, you know, like the 18th century, when the Industrial Revolution started and all of this great technology emerged. What should that period in between be called? That sort of period from 1450 to 1750, where, you know, it was the age of discovery. You know, it's the age of the Renaissance, and there was a lot going on. It was the period of the 30 Years' War in Europe, the Tudors and the Stuarts in England, for me, obviously England, and the emergence of there being a, you know, settlement, a real settlement that was the nucleus of what would become the United States of America before the revolutions that would establish the USA as an actual country. So that was that period. So what should the name of that volume be? I'd be interested to know your comments on what that should be. And maybe what we'll end up doing, we'll end up putting it to the vote. And then you guys will be the ones to name Volume 5. What will it be called? The ... world. What should be in the middle there? So let me know your suggestions and we may open that up to you going forward. Anyway, that's it for this week's debrief. Thank you so much for listening. And don't forget, next time it will be Ming, China. And that will round off our look at China, which we've done for a long time now, and we've tackled the Mongols. We've really come to the end of the Mongols now, which is something quite incredible, that march through the Mongol history. I think we covered it quite well, didn't we? Anyway, that's it. Until next time, thanks for listening and be good.
The History of the World podcast, written and presented by Chris Hasler. Please consider making a financial contribution by going to the historyoftheworldpodcast.com website and clicking on the Patreon link. Email the show at historyoftheworldpodcast@mail.com. And don't forget to join our social media at Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr. See you next time.